Wakey, wakey, guess what day it is. Back again for your Wednesday, 5 minutes past six. It is your Snow FM breakfast, Simo and Jordan hanging out.
Oh, I was going to guess what day it is, and then you say, for your Wednesday.
Yes.
Disappointed. Mate, hey, Simo, it was such a beautiful day yesterday that I thought I would wander home, perhaps a little bit of a longer way. That's a long way I can wander home.
Okay.
Through a park.
Yeah.
Which does involve, look, trespassing is such an overused word. But more or less trespassing on someone's backyard.
Borrowing a route without permission.
Exactly. And perhaps karma was, you know, on my side, shall we say.
It was on your side?
Well, actually, no, not on my side.
Okay. What happened?
Because after I had definitely not jumped the fence or two, I got swooped on by a bird, Simo.
Did you get swooped yesterday?
Yeah, I got swooped.
Oh, man.
I kind of had my headphones in, so I didn't really realise it was happening. So
right.
I don't think that really counts.
Yeah.
Because kind of I was walking along and I'm like, oh, that bird flew a bit close to me. Oh, it's flown quite close to me again. And then I kind of watched it. It got about 20 metres away and just turned around and came straight at me again.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, I'm being swooped.
How many times do you reckon it?
Oh, only like 3 or 4 times. But as soon as I kind of noticed it was happening, kind of jogged off a little bit and then kind of left me alone. So I don't know if that really counts as a swooping.
Well, it's interesting that you bring up swooping because I went and used the outdoor. There's a little outdoor gym on the foreshore near Lake Jindabyne.
Oh, did you get
yesterday?
Swooped?
No, I didn't get swooped, but I was in the perfect position that every time a bicycle would go past, there was a couple of magpies like along the stretch of like, you know, little pathway there along the foreshore. It was going after absolutely everyone. So I was warning the cyclists as they went past, like, guys, a couple of magpies around, and then like no sooner, probably like 15 seconds later, getting swooped.
And Simo laughed.
Imagine Dragons, this is Birds. You're on Snow FM Breakfast. Money on the mind, stack it up. Liam Payne this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan, 20 to 7, and ticketed on aeroplanes, right? So you book online when you go for a flight?
Yes, Simo, you do need a ticket to get on an aeroplane. I genuinely book online. I reckon that's the 2019 way to do it.
This is the future, right? Get this. So passengers travelling on Japan Airlines flights now have the opportunity to see where babies and toddlers are seated before they make their final seat selection.
How do they know where all babies and toddlers are going to be seated, though?
Well, I guess it's...
That's the thing.
I guess that's how other people have booked.
Right. Yeah, I know, and I get that. And I know that other people have booked and said that I'm travelling with a baby or toddler.
Yeah.
But you could book a seat kind of here, nowhere near, and then someone with a baby or toddler could come on an hour later.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
And book a ticket on the same flight. Like, how far, like, is this when you book your ticket, like, a couple of weeks in advance?
So this is like, you found a loophole there. So I imagine that the icon pops up on the website if the, like, the baby, the toddler... They've already had their tickets booked.
And, like, at the airport as well, like, because I've had it, you can get your seats kind of just as you're literally getting on the plane. They can just kind of tear up your ticket and say, oh, no, sorry, we double booked this seat, you're sitting in this seat.
Right.
So, like, it's not a foolproof system.
No, the feature is available on the carrier's online ticket booking system where passengers deciding on seats can view infant icons over the seats taken by those aged between 8 days to 2 years of age. So I wonder, because it's not like they'd have set seating for kids, hey.
I mean...
It's like the kids section in the back of the airplane.
I've never flown Japan Airlines, but I gather they don't have some form of creche on board.
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you go to a pub and there's always, like, the child's playroom that's just an absolute, like, bomb. It's like an absolute... Yeah, don't...
To be fair, though, a lot of fun when you're that age.
That is true.
Like, it's brilliant. Some of my best memories were in a pub child's playroom.
So I doubt they've got that kind of thing going on airplanes, right?
Yeah, look, I mean, I can imagine, you know, they're kind of trying to cram as many people in there as possible. That's why the seats are so squashed in. Can't imagine they would have room for, like, you know...
A kid's playroom.
Yeah, like a little mini house and some toys, blocks and Lego and that sort of thing.
But that's the future, having icons over your head when you book a ticket.
Like, what else? I just want to know, like, I want this kind of times it by about 10.
Yeah.
I don't just want, like, to know where the kids are. I want to know all details
Everything.
About everyone.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Like, if someone is, like, well known for hogging the armrest.
That's right.
You can go away.
Yeah.
I am not sitting next to you. And if the person in front is well known for reclining his seat.
That's right.
Bugger off.
They get little icons.
Yeah, they get little icons. I just want to know an annoying passenger. That's what we need. We don't need, like, babies or stuff. I just need an icon. By the way, this passenger is well known to be annoying.
That's right. An icon for Trev because he sneezed last week on Tuesday could be a little crook. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know how Japan Airways are going to find that out.
It's the future, Jordan. Camila Cabello. We got Liar for you now on Snow FM Breakfast. Normani is being hailed as the next Beyonce. That was my motivation this morning on Snow FM Breakfast. 6 minutes on the way to your seven.
And Zimo, it's not often we kind of talk about celebrity gossip, I think it's safe to say.
Yeah, but if it tickles our fancy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this one caught our fancy. It tickled our fancy, shall
we say. There you
go, yeah. It is a rumour of two artists that are apparently now dating. Although the artists seem very...
incompatible.
Very opposite, shall we say.
Yeah, incompatible. I'm going stronger.
So, okay, fair enough. So, one of the artists in question is, of course, Adele, who we know from... well, she's got hundreds of hits, including this.
Do not give her matches, ever.
Yeah, and how would she set fire to water as well? That's, anyway.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, if ever I ask Adele, I will meet her. But a rumour has said, sources have revealed, that apparently she is dating the grime rapper Skepka. Now, right. Skepka, if it's safe to say, doesn't get a lot of a run on Snow FM.
Well, what is a Skepka, I ask you?
Well, this is Skepka here.
Okay. Mind you, we can't rewind time. Finally found you. You turned a blind eye. Showed me your dark side. Say your goodbyes. She told me she loved me. I was like, how? Must be because I'm at the top right now. She thinks I'm a fool, thinks I'm a cat.
Yeah. Right. Not necessarily seeing like a collab between, you know, Adele and Skepka in the works.
Anytime soon.
But
no.
A source, you kind of see all these headlines. Line articles and it says Adele dating Skepka rapper, all this sort of stuff, and then you read the article and you realise it's probably not likely. Like, don't get me wrong, if they're both happy together, fantastic, go for it, be happy. But you kind of read the article and you kind of realise maybe it's not what it seems. It's kind of like the headline has conned you into reading the article, which, now I think about it, is probably a headline's job.
I mean, do you think that we're going to start seeing a whole lot more like rap features on Adele tracks?
I mean
do you want to try?
I don't know how it would go.
Okay, right, here, would you like... I think this has got some gaps in there for a rap, if you're keen.
So am I doing the rap?
Yeah, you're ready to rap?
Hang on, okay, count me in when they're ready to do a rap. Is this an Adele song?
Yeah. This is the end. There you go.
I woke up in the morning, looked at my phone. Hold your breath and count to 10. Well, that's good, because I can't hold my breath 11 seconds.
You've done well.
Thank
you. I reckon it's going to work.
I know.
All of a sudden, I'm really into this kind of rap Adele relationship.
Or should I just leave radio and become a rapper? That's it, Simo. I'm off. I'm off to become a rapper. See ya.
Bye. It's legit an option, actually. Post Malone, Swae Lee, Sunflower. Song that launched with Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse as well, and into Simo and Jordan for Snow FM Breakfast this morning. 13 minutes on the way to 8.
And Simo, you discovered some interesting research yesterday.
Yeah, scientists have been working away with some hip-hop and some cheese.
Yeah, so what is it? Do you want to explain what supposedly happens?
Apparently, if you play a bit of hip-hop music and a whole range of other kind of songs, maybe we'll get some Nicki Minaj involved and that kind of thing, that the cheese will end up tasting more delicious after you play it hip-hop.
So the cheese actually, its flavour changes, is that correct?
Well, its flavour, apparently, it's a flavour enhancer. So hip-hop music, didn't know this. I mean, instead of using MSG in your cooking, all you need to do is play it a little hip-hop.
So, Simo, we saw this yesterday and searched long and hard to find two people who would try this out. And we came to the conclusion that we would do it.
Yep.
So, Simo, I have in front of me some crackers and some various selection of cheeses.
Yeah.
Did it say anything about dips as well or not?
I feel like it's probably a good idea.
Bought guacamole as well.
Like I said,
we just want to make sure that it definitely doesn't impact on dips as well.
Yeah.
You know, I would hate for us to do this research and just not cover all bases.
It's fair enough.
And we've got the crackers here.
You know, pollution
so
is
as well.
Pollution, you know, air pollution and that. It's like a bit of a testy subject at the moment.
What does air pollution have to do with eating cheese and dips, Simo?
Well, like the hip hop, you know, it's obviously like potentially polluting the cheese. Goodness knows what else it's doing.
I don't think Greta Thunberg sailing around the world on a yacht because hip hop music is affecting climate change.
Could you imagine?
Admittedly, I haven't read all the articles, but I don't think that's the reason.
She should protest against some hip hop. That'd be funny. All right, so we're gonna test out this theory.
Got a selection of cheeses here.
What have you got there? What have you got?
Should we go through them now?
Yeah, yeah, give us the list.
Do you like Ponzi cheese, like posh cheeses or not? I wasn't sure.
Well, I mean, I like the fact that you volunteered both of us for this, but I'm more than happy for you to be the two people that partake in the cheese right
you
now.
You are eating the cheese as well.
Okay.
Okay, well, all the more cheese. Yeah. So we got some brie.
Mm.
I've got some cheddar.
Right.
And then, like I said, I didn't know what cheese you'd like, so I just thought I'd get some Kraft singles as well.
Sweet.
Just so we've got all bases covered.
All right, we'll test out whether hip-hop changes the flavour next. Some Nights by Fun on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan with you. 5 minutes to your eight.
And Simo, we're about to taste some cheeses for science.
That's right. All for all important science.
Technical term.
So the reason we're doing this is because it has actually been studied, conducted by students at the University of Artsburn and veterinarian, get around this one, Beat Wampfler. So I'm not sure if we trust their research, so we're doing our own.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically they wanted to test what kind of music would make cheese taste the best, right?
Yeah.
So they used a whole bunch of different music. So they used some rock, they used some R&B, hip-hop, all of that kind of jam. Mozart was in there, Led Zepp.
Do you reckon Mozart, when he was composing his music hundreds of years ago, just was there at the piano going, oh, I hope one day someone listens to this while eating cheese.
What people can't see...
I don't think that would have been going through his mind.
What people can't see is Jordan just did, like, piano charades.
I know.
He
I did
started playing the piano.
I did it as well, holding a knife because we have some cheeses is here and I'm ready to cut them up.
Alrighty, so would you like to taste it first without any music kind of pollution? Is that what you want to do?
I think so. So essentially cheese, they came up with hip hop music.
Yes,
was the one that would make the cheese taste better. So Simo, I think it's good that we have a control first.
Mm-hmm.
So what cheese do you want to go for, Simo? We've got some brie here. We've got some cheddar, which smells very strong.
Yeah.
Jesus. our workday announcer, Maddie's going to hate us because the studio's going to stink of cheese. Or I've got some Kraft singles as well. Just what kind of cheese do you want to go for, Simo?
Well, like, do you control? I feel like you are more of a connoisseur of cheese. So give me the... I'm a basic bish when it comes to cheese. So I'll have a cheese square. As a control group.
You picked the one cheese that I neglected to open.
Yeah, chuck it over here.
Hang on, do you want to
Yep.
There you go, catch.
There it is, yep.
Right. Do you want... I've got crackers as well.
Yep, no, that's all right.
Do you want...
This is for science.
Yeah, but you... Okay, fine.
It's for science.
All right, hang on, just give me... So Simo is opening the craft singles.
This is like...
What do you say, yuck?
This is the real bad ones, eh?
Is it?
Yeah, these are... Oh, mate.
I hope Kraft don't sponsor us, considering you've just said they're real bad.
All righty.
Well, do you want... It's not too late. Do you want to have some brie? Like, I've got brie or I've got some strong cheddar here.
No, you take the first bite of the finest cheese that we have.
God, this is...
Then we'll play it some hip-hop.
I'm just trying to think, Simo. Monday I made you drink toilet water and now we're eating cheese.
Yeah.
All right, so I've got a piece of brie on the cracker here.
Nice work.
So I'm eating this now, right?
Yeah. So control group. There it is. Completely unaffected by the outside world.
Quite chewy.
Yep.
Just give me a moment.
So how is it? I can't play any music because I don't want to taint it.
Mm. It's delicious.
Okay, right. So it's good, right? Untainted.
I might have another piece.
Now,
actually.
Well, before you do, right, now that you've had the control group, right, you're going to have the same piece of cheese, right, but this time we'll play it some hip-hop.
Well, Simo, it's not the exact same piece of cheese because I've already eaten that.
Yeah.
But I've picked another slice of brie on a cracker.
There you go.
So do I wait? So we're going to play the hip-hop. Do I eat it during the hip-hop or after the hip-hop?
What do you think?
I don't know, you're the scientist. I'm just here to eat cheese.
All right, yeah, so put it up next to the speaker.
Sorry.
There you go.
You said next to the speaker. I put it next to the microphone. opposite. All right. Okay. You ready?
Right.
Go for it.
Yeah. All right. So here it is. We're going to use Clark Griswold by the Hilltop Hoods.
Good.
Featuring Adrian Eagle, who's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Good. Nice little plug there.
Cheese is brewing.
It's looking good.
Does it look any notable changes?
No, well, I mean, it looks pretty good to start off with.
Okay.
It's looking delicious. Should I...
Yeah, go ahead.
Cheese?
Now is the time. Look at that crunch. Where is it? Yep.
No real change.
Oh, really?
It's still... In fact, actually, hang on. I might just need to eat some more pieces.
Okay. Well, like, there's one thing that apparently it does. It starts tasting really not as good if it's played, like, rock music.
Do not play rock music, Simo. I like cheese.
I mean,
I'm just thinking, because maybe this is...
I wouldn't want to spoil the cheese that you've got over there.
Oh...
So
I'm going to throw the brie out the window.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Well, maybe this isn't like an immediate thing. Maybe it's just over the course of the day it tastes better. So I think in the name of science, and only in the name of science, I will keep the brie next to me at all times.
Okay.
And we'll snack on it throughout the day, and we'll give you a full report tomorrow.
Okay, so I've got the news for you. Do you want the full study?
Wait, is it good or bad? Is it good or bad for me eating cheese all day?
Okay, so they wanted to test if music would have any effect on cheese. Granted that the hip-hop made the cheese taste better, but it took 8 months.
I will more than happily eat brie for 8 months.
FM's The Wheel of I Won What?
Spinning around like Kylie Minogue, it is The Wheel of I Won What. It is thanks to McDonald's. The Monopoly game is back at Macca's and on the line. First caller through. Good morning to Greg. How are you, mate?
I'm good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Fantastic, Greg. Don't reveal what it is just yet, but do you have a noise prepared to spin the wheel? Just yes or no?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. So, Simo, yesterday we had, I think, the best noise to get the wheel spinning of all time.
Mate, you can't force people to start.
No, I'm not forcing it. So yesterday, if you missed it, young Etienne called up, was in the wheel segment and yelled out Simo and Jordan Rule.
Which is true.
Which is an amazing, I think, like I say, the best noise of all time.
Yes.
So like, I don't want to pile the pressure on.
You are.
But, I mean, you know.
You're an absolute piece of work.
I know. I'm not arguing with that fact.
Greg, whatever you want to do, mate, he's prepared it already.
No pressure. all I'm saying, you better not say Kate, Tim and Marty Rule.
Okay.
Greg, take
Sunshine!
It away, mate.
Yeah.
What do we got for Greg? Jeez, that was a huge spin by Jordan there. Mate, you've been working out.
Thank you.
In the sunshine?
Well, I haven't, but still.
This happens every time that we have a massive prize that we add to the wheel. It goes off straight away.
Oh, has it gone off straight away?
Yeah. Greg, mate, you've stitched up a $30 gift voucher to Monero Motorcycles and Power Equipment.
Oh, sweet.
How good.
Greg, that's, I mean, fantastic. Just 100% based off your name, Greg. It's a very Greg manly name you would use, like motorbikes and high-powered equipment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah? Good. have you ridden a motorcycle before?
I have ridden my son's little TTR 90, and that's about as big as I'll get, I reckon.
Fair enough.
Sounds about right. Well done, yep. Greg. Cheers for the call this morning. What are you getting up to in the sunshine?
Working for this morning, and then hopefully a bit of relaxing this afternoon. Might hop on the ride on mower. And do a bit of mowing.
So you're not an expert on the motorbike, but you're an expert on the ride on mower. Well, that's close.
Absolutely, yeah.
Close enough.
Both are equally wild.
Yeah, very wild.
Sticky fingers now. Thanks for joining us this morning, Greg. Congrats. Have a great day.
You too, guys. Cheers.
Bouncing around, Samantha Jade on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan with you. 16 minutes to 9.
Simo, your mortal enemy is making a comeback.
He is my mortal enemy. Cannot stand the guy.
He's someone you've been holding a grudge against.
Yep.
Does he know that you have a grudge against him, or?
I dare say. If I have a grudge against someone, people know. Like, he would know, surely.
Would he?
Probably not.
Well, the he we're talking about is, of course, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't want. Music.
I don't want to rock. I don't want to rock out with The Rock.
Why do you not like The Rock? Just quickly fill us in.
I mean, he is the highest paid actor. He's not an actor. He's a wrestler that is obviously good at saying lines that have been written on a script.
And pretending to be a character.
No, he plays the same. He doesn't play anyone different. How is he the highest paid actor? So that's gripe number
Liam
one.
Liam Neeson doesn't play anyone different. He's the same pretty much in every movie.
I mean, there's an argument there. Schindler's List to Taken, quite different, right?
Okay, I hadn't seen Schindler's List, and I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
But like Taken, Taken 2, Taken 3.
Yeah.
There's one on an aeroplane, which I can't remember the name.
That's The Price of Success, but he has range.
His cameo in Ted. Yeah, but, I mean, they're all the same.
Yeah, but he does have range. You're the one that brought Liam Neeson up. Is he your...
No, I don't have celebrity beef.
Okay.
Simo, you have celebrity beef with The Rock. And, yep. You know, I'm with you on this, you know. Like, we're in this together.
Yeah.
And, like, if you've got beef with someone, I'm standing right there with him. The Rock is already... Like, as we know, he's ripped. He's really strong. He's big. And if he wants to fight you, I will... Actually, no, I'm probably going to be busy that day.
Really?
Because, well, I don't want to get my... I don't want to get my arm broken. But I'm there with you. But the reason we bring up The Rock is because, Simo, he's making a comeback.
Back in what?
Well, he's making a comeback. He tweeted overnight he's making a comeback to wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
He tweeted, finally, I come home to my WWE universe. This Friday night, I will be returning to SmackDown. I'm not a wrestling fan, so I've got no idea what that is.
SmackDown.
There is no greater place, and there's no place like home. Tequila's on me after the show. How can you not like that?
Well, he's mega rich, mega successful, mega popular, and so, you know...
I've got a photo of him there. Look at his smiling face. How can you not like his smiling face?
You got to bring him down.
Look at his smiling face, Simo.
You got to bring him down to our level. That's what I'm saying.
Or why don't we go up to his level, and then we can all afford a yacht.
There you go. That's right. That's the way to go about it. But apparently, he's feuding with Vin Diesel at the moment.
So which one do you reckon he's more concerned about? Is feud with Vin Diesel or you? Why is he feuding with Vin Diesel?
I mean, if you could pick someone to fight, are you going to pick me or are you going to pick Vin Diesel?
You're much easier.
Good point. Leave me lonely. The Hilltop Hoods. You're on Snow FM Breakfast for your Wednesday.
Let's get it. Said he want to go...